Creatine is easily one of the most researched supplements on the planet, but I hit a point where I realized just trusting a pretty label wasn't enough. I needed actual verification. That's why I made the switch to Momentous Signature Spec Creatine. Instead of chasing flavor trends, Momentous set a brand new benchmark by producing their creatine in a pharmaceutical facility with reverse osmosis water purification. It undergoes a rigorous 6-stage testing process with 4 independent agencies, guaranteeing 10 times fewer impurities, tighter heavy metal limits, and tests for microplastics and PFAs. For my own routine, having that level of purity is non-negotiable. And the fact that it's an ultra-fine powder that mixes seamlessly with no clumping makes it effortless to take every day for power, recovery, and brain health. If you want to try Momentous Signature Spec Creatine, head to livemomentous.com and use code FFT for up to 35% off your entire first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code FFT for up to 35% off. livemomentous.com, promo code FFT.
As a young adult, finding the right path to your future can feel overwhelming. It starts with YearUp United's tuition-free job training program, Career Pathways. If you're without a bachelor's degree but have a high school diploma or GED, you can get skills-first training to succeed in the industries you're passionate about, all while earning a weekly educational stipend to offset basic expenses. From there, you'll have access to internships and hands-on experiences with Fortune 500 companies. And with YearUp United's job placement services and personalized coaching and mentorship, you can put your knowledge, skills, and most importantly, confidence into practice. Apply to YearUp United today and take the first step toward achieving the career you want. Visit yearup.org to learn more.
As the Beatles once said, "Don't let me down." But the players we're about to talk about have never heard that song. And that's probably true, Dave. These youngins, they don't know great music. But who are the players that are going to let us down in 2026?
I decided to build a team of players who will let us down. So a quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers. A lot of this is based off of ADP on Fantasy Pros as of 1 p.m. Eastern on Friday, August 7th. So buckle up. Let's talk about a team that if you build this team in fantasy, you're not going to be a happy camper by the end of the year. Let's start at quarterback with Jackson Dart, QB9 off the board at basically the round 7-8 turn. I think it's way too rich. And there are so many quarterbacks that are going after him, including Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence, who I would much, 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 much rather have, even though we know what Jackson Dart is capable of doing as a runner. Even though he's got Malik Nabers as his top wide receiver, I would rather have those 2 quarterbacks as an example who you can get later, according to ADP, ahead of Jackson Dart, who on top of being kind of up and down in training camp practices so far, I think it's too soon to say that that's a factor. We know his concussion history. We know that the Giants want to run the ball a lot this year. We know they don't want Jackson Dart to run a ton himself. So I think a lot of the upside that he had, that we had for him coming into the year, it's kind of going away now because he's not going to run as much. He might not be effective as a runner. I don't know how much he'll have to throw. I would rather have Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. So how about the running backs on this? By the way, I think you could have done like a Fab Four, you know? Anyway.
But why do a Fab Four when we could just do a whole team? You know, this is fantasy. It's the NFL. It's everything else. Why limit it to just 4 guys?
Yeah, you're right.
I bet you could guess who the 2 running backs are. Based on ADP, remember, I'm going to say next.
Jadarian Price and Christian McCaffrey.
You are wrong and also wrong. The 2 based on ADP are Breece Hall, 32nd overall, and Travion Henderson, whose ADP is at 50.4. We are talking about a player in round 3 who I just still don't love his situation, still don't love that the Jets want to use multiple running backs, not 2 running backs, 3 running backs. 2's a party, 3's a crowd. And Breece Hall might be the feature back. And last year he was the feature back in the New York offense with Aaron Glenn as his head coach. 17-plus touches per game, averaged 13 PPR points per game. I can't take somebody with that type of lack of upside in round 3. 13 PPR points per game, if he gives us that this year, I'd be very, very frustrated by taking him in round 3. And what is making anybody confident that he can beat that other than he's Breece Hall and he's done it before? I'll grant you, he's Breece Hall. He's done it before. but his play caller isn't good and he wants to use multiple running backs. His head coach wants to use multiple running backs. Team isn't going to score a lot of points. I'm nervous to draft him, and I'm especially nervous to draft Trevion Henderson at 50th overall. 50th overall is where I would draft Breece Hall. But Trevion Henderson hasn't had the best camp so far. And again, we're only a week into camp. Things can change. But we know he's going to share with Ramondre Stevenson. We won't know when to feel good about starting Trevion Henderson in fantasy unless Ramondre Stevenson misses time. For somebody like that, 50th overall, way too soon.
Mm-hmm. And arguably, to me, the worst ADP out there. All right, wide receivers.
We're going to go a little bit further down the board at wide receiver. I'm mostly okay with a lot of the wide receiver ADPs that are available, let's say the first three or four rounds, but I'm still not a big fan of where Jameson Williams is going in drafts. And that spot, I'm doing the control F thing right now to make sure that this is right. It is 55th overall. I think that's at least 10 spots too soon, if not two rounds too soon, for a guy who's never been able to put up consistently strong fantasy points when Sam Laporta has been on the field. No denying the talent, but last year when he was playing with Laporta and Amon-Ra St. Brown, we're talking about 4.8 targets per game. The new play caller is Drew Petsing. Petsing does have a track record of leaning into his tight ends quite a bit. I think that's great for Laporta. I think Amon-Ra will get his. I think Jahmyr Gibbs will get his. I don't think Jameson Williams will get his. There are too many Lions that are being drafted in the top 60 picks. J-Mo is the one that I would go against. And then further down the board, DK Metcalf is a name we all know. It's a name we all used to love. He's going in the top 80. I think he's barely a top 100 pick. I think the Steelers made moves this offseason to take pressure off of Aaron Rodgers and not force him to throw to DK Metcalf and to his running backs. I think Michael Pittman is a very solid ad for them. I like their young receivers, Jeremy Bernard, Roman Wilson's been getting some play. I even like their tight ends, Pat Freiermuth and Darnell Washington. I think they're going to get some play. But ultimately, I don't think DK Metcalf is going to be the locked-in alpha in this offense week in and week out. I think he's being drafted way too soon. Looking behind him, there's Alec Pierce. There's Parker Washington. You know I'm going to take Parker Washington ahead of him. I'm not the biggest fan of Jordan Tyson for this season. I'd take Tyson ahead of DK Metcalf too. That's easy.
If DK Metcalf is on my team, someone stole my password and drafted for me. It's just, I will never draft him. I mean, if he's in like round 10, I might draft him, but where is the upside for DK Metcalf? And there's a lot of downside. So, yep, completely agree with you there. And we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll see who else is on the Don't Let Me Down or Will Yes Let Me Down team on FFT.
My companion for this summer season has been ZBiotics. Let me tell you why. Just headed out to a concert at Pier 17. Houndmouth, what a show. I got home at 3 a.m. and I realized 8 a.m. tea time. What am I going to do? I got a big match. No worries at all. I took ZBiotics the night before, had a few drinks, woke up the next day like nothing happened, got to that course at 7 a.m., warmed up, and won my match. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to break down acetaldehyde, a byproduct of drinking alcohol. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme that is designed to break down this byproduct. Make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and enjoy your next day activities. ZBiotics has sold more than 14 million bottles and earned the trust of thousands, including us. Try for yourself today, and if you are unsatisfied, they will refund your entire order, no questions asked. Head to ZBiotics.com/FFT. Code FFT for 15% off your first order.
All right, Dave, what else we got?
Tight end. It's a guy who's been letting us down for 5 years now, except for a five-game stretch last season when Drake London wasn't on the field. And obviously, that's Kyle Pitts. When Drake London was off the field, Kyle Pitts was amazing. He got a ton of targets, a ton of touchdowns. He was averaging well over 15 PPR points per game. That's a stud tight end for fantasy football. But when Drake London was on the field, this is 12 games last year, Atlanta, we're talking about not even 10 PPR points. In fact, he does not have a season other than last year because of that five-game stretch where he's averaged double-digit PPR points per game. We're going to need Drake London to either vanish in the offensive game plan or not be on the field for Kyle Pitts to be a super reliable fantasy tight end. You're still going to draft him. You're still going to start him if you draft him, but I don't think you should have high expectations. I think Kyle Pitts, for the sixth year in a row, is going to let you down.
the ADP has just changed so much since we first started talking about tight ends and their ADPs maybe a month, month and a half ago. I don't even know, but used to be Laporta and Kyle Pitts were in the 90s. You know, you can get them in round 8 or 9. Now Kyle Pitts is going 70th. And Sam Laporta is going 75th. Tucker Kraft is going 76th.
Yeah, it's a crime that Laporta and Kraft are going behind Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, these are all pretty expensive picks, though. So you got to feel like pretty. And Harold Fannin Jr. is going 68th ahead of all three of those guys. So you got to feel really good about your guy if you're going to take him there instead of Christian Watson, Jalen Hurts, Carnell Tate, Tony Pollard, Jaguars receivers, whatever the case may be. Okay. If you want to hear more busts, you know, this is essentially what this is. We've got a lot of those coming up for you next week when we do sleepers, breakouts, and busts. We've got mock drafts to get to. We also, I don't think I've talked enough about the pick by pick series. That's just written content, but we each wrote 2 articles about how to draft from different spots in the draft. I had picks 2 and 8, I believe. How to from there. What did you have, Dave?
I had 3 and 9. So yeah. I was picking right after you in the odd rounds.
Yeah, sorry, man. It's tough, tough break. So anyway, yeah, if you know your draft spot, you can go to cbssports.com/fantasy/football and find those pick-by-pick articles and see different ways to build your team and the advice that we give you there. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.
Paramount Podcasts.